This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more, plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery, though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Now, back to Willard and Dibs.
So what was on the menu? Seven steaks? Two whole chickens?
I went and got a giant Wagyu steak for him.
So I'm ecstatic about that.
On 95.7 The Game.
That's Cheryl Bosa and Nick Bosa. Did you hear the news about Joey Bosa?
He got hurt, I think, right?
He's already hurt.
How bad?
Bad enough that they're holding him out all the way till training camp.
Yeah.
You're going to miss the summer. It's a full pulled hammy, I think. You know, and that was the thing. That was the worry when it came to Joey Bosa. I know the 49ers were a hot conversation with regard to Joey Bosa this offseason. Speaking of hot conversation, that's what our next guest does.
I love this guest.
It's why we bring him on, because we love him. And he'll say the damn thing. And he did today on Speak on FS1, essentially saying the Niners overpaid Brock Purdy unless he wins the whole thing. So joining us now, River Island's guest line, none other than TJ Houshmandzadeh. TJ, what's going on, man? How are you?
Man, I'm good. How y'all doing?
We're doing just fine, man. Now, I would love to hear you expand on this a little bit, because obviously there are a bunch of quarterbacks around the league who have major contracts, and their teams are not worried about that contract at all, and they have not even been to a Super Bowl like a Josh Allen, like a Lamar Jackson. So why does Brock Purdy have to win the whole banana to basically justify this deal?
So let me say this.
Okay.
I actually think Brock Purdy's a good quarterback. If you go back 2 years ago, I believe I was the first one saying Brock Purdy as a top 12, 15 quarterback. I was the first one on television saying that. Nobody else was saying that. Once I started saying it, people started to follow suit. Go look it up. Pull up the receipts. But when you look at the 49ers, Josh Allen is not playing with a Trent Williams, a George Kittle, a Ayuk, a Debo, a Christian McCaffrey, a Fred Warner, a Bosa, a Hufanga. When has Josh Allen ever had that? When has Lamar Jackson ever had that? These Pro Bowlers and all pros, everybody that I just named. And so last year, those guys were hurt. Not all of them, but some of them, the majority of them. 1-6 against playoff teams. But when those guys are playing well, Brock Purdy is playing well. And so is Brock Purdy the reason, or is everybody else the reason? And last year kind of showed me against the playoff teams, he wasn't able to get it done. And I still think he's a good quarterback. I'm just not giving him what they gave him. I'm happy for him. Generational wealth for all the Purdy's from years to come, unless somebody messes it up. But I'm not giving him that contract.
You mentioned on TV today that you'd give him $47 million a year, but not 53. How did you discover 47 as the number? And, you know, what really is the difference between, I know $6 million is the difference. I'm kind of a math guy, but what's the difference in your mind over 53 a year versus 47?
I just think this is what happens. When you, everybody on a team feels like their role is important, especially when you're a really good player. When you start giving players a contract that the other guys in the locker room, and it's meaning your good players, feel they don't deserve, they'll never say anything, but that can become a problem because for Trent, he had to hold out for his. Bosa had to hold out for his. Ayuk had to hold out for his. And then Purdy didn't have to hold out. You just gave it to him. And probably more than you needed to. And so, 47, it was just something where I looked at the quarterback. Jalen Hurts was underpaid. I mean, overpaid at one point. He's underpaid now. And so, when Jalen Hurts signed his contract, a lot of people was like, what? They overpaid for him. Had just gone to the Super Bowl. They lost. Now he's won a Super Bowl. I believe he's underpaid. I just feel like this year is going to be so much pressure on Brock Purdy. One, because of the contract. Two, Debo will no longer be there, obviously. Ayuk is coming off an injury. Hufanga isn't there. Greenlaw isn't there. Will Kittle, McCaffrey, Trent Williams, how many games will they miss, you know, amongst those three? Because those are three best offensive players on the football team, at least in my opinion. McCaffrey, Kittle, and Trent Williams are the three best offensive football players on that team. If they've missed time, can Brock Purdy get it done? He showed me last year he couldn't.
DJ Hushmanzada, speak for yourself on FS1, and obviously a former receiving great himself joining us here on Willard and Dibbs. TJ, does this only apply in your mind to quarterbacks? You know, because you mentioned it can become a problem in the locker room if someone is making a contract number that they don't deserve. And you, like, I'm not coming out of left field with this. You know, there are a healthy number of people around this team right now who might feel that way about Brandon and the contract that he got.
100% it applies for everybody. This isn't just a quarterback thing. It's everybody on the team. If you are making more money than what you are producing, there's somewhat of a resentment, and nobody will ever say it. You ask them a question, and they're going to be politically correct. And then when you talk so much to each other, boy, can you believe Buddy making all this money and he ain't doing bleep, bleep, bleep? You talk about that amongst yourself. And we would say it to the player, like, boy, you robbing him. You robbing a bank without a mask. Well, you stealing money. Like, we would say that to the guy in the locker room just and laugh about it. And so, again, I hate when this comes up because it makes it seem as if I don't think Brock Purdy can play. I do. I just feel like you overpaid when you didn't have to, or at least when you shouldn't have. Because I could have sworn they said early in offseason, did they not? They're going to go about a different way of how they do contracts. San Francisco 49ers said that. Did they mean they're not going to force guys to hold out? Or what did that mean? Didn't they say that though, Jay York and John Lynch?
I mean, I don't know if they said it necessarily in those words. Jed York did say last year that they knew Brock Purdy was going to ask for something that no one's ever gotten before. Like, I'm interested that you've twice stated that you think that they didn't have to give this number. And I'm looking at a guy who took less than Trevor Lawrence and less than Tua. Like, do you honestly think they could have gone even lower?
Okay, and I'm glad you brought that up.
Okay.
Because a lot of people will say he's played better. and then two on Trevor Lawrence. And he has. But people got to understand, they got to realize, and don't act like what I'm about to say isn't the truth. Trevor Lawrence was the first pick of the draft. They're going to pay him. You show any, you just show you can play a little bit, they're going to pay you. Sewell was a top 10 pick. All's in the same boat. You just show you can play a little bit, they're going to pay you. Purdy was like me. We got to get it out the mud. We starting at the bottom, and we got to work our way to the top. Everything that you do is what I'm saying. Is it because of everybody else? He was the last pick of the draft. Man, his team around him is so good. That's why he's doing what he's doing. They signed those contracts, and they received those contracts because where they were drafted. Purdy is always going to be questioned. Purdy isn't an overachiever. He is not an overachiever. He's just playing better than anybody thought he would play. And he was misevaluated. That's all that. He was misevaluated, but those guys received those contracts because of where they were drafted. And if anybody in the NFL says that's not true, they're lying. How many first rounders get second contracts or that the fifth year option picked up and you like, damn, buddy ain't been doing nothing. But it's, oh, he was drafted in the first round for a reason. And so, again, I'm happy that Purdy got the money. But if I'm the general manager, I'm holding firm.
And part of that is also, you know, people who draft these players, they don't want to admit that they're wrong, right? And so you draft a guy, and even if he maybe isn't worth the contract that you're going to give him, you go ahead and pick up the fifth-year option and you give him that fresh money, because if you don't, that's a reflection on you, and then it comes across like you failed in the first place.
100%. The general manager, your first-round picks, your second-round picks, your third-round picks, when they are signed to second contracts, you're looked at as you're doing a hell of a job drafting and developing, identifying talent at the college level, get them into your program, and they're fitting exactly the way you thought they would fit. And so if you're in the personnel department, you're in the front office, you're the general manager, that makes you look good. And so that's why I believe those guys sign contracts. To me, it's much harder to find a Brock Purdy. It's much harder to find a Hufanga late in the draft, and they turn out to be really good players. So John Lynch is doing his job. Again, I was singing Purdy's praises before many people were. I just feel like you can field a better team when your quarterback is making a little less. Now, these quarterbacks, Patrick Mahomes, Joe Burrow, Josh Allen, Lamar Jackson, those guys are the standard. Am I missing one?
No, probably not.
Those guys are the standard. Then it's everybody else. It's those four. And then everybody else. And so what they make should never be brought to me in the conversation with what other guys make. Now, we know Dak Prescott is the highest-paid quarterback in the league, but those four should be in the league of their own when it comes to pay, because their play has demonstrated that.
I don't think anyone disagrees with that, TJ, but you also know there's a timing mechanism to this, which is just like there's a recency to contracts, and guys tend to surpass one another. Like, you know, Josh Allen and Joe Burrow, I mean, they do make more than Brock Purdy.
But it's only the quarterback position where, oh, I'm next, so I got to be the highest paid. Only the quarterback position.
Well,
every other position.
I can make the case that your position has been a little bit like that, TJ.
What position?
Wide receiver.
Is that true?
Oh, I mean, don't you think?
Well, Justin Jefferson this year, right?
Don't you think guys like that position over
Justin
the last...
Justin Jefferson, when he signed his contract, was universal, one, the first or second best receiver in the league.
No doubt. But there is...
And Jamar Chase, when he signed his contract, was universal, first or second best in the league. What I'm saying is when Ayuk signed his contract, why didn't he just go from where he went to number one? The quarterback guy, the quarterbacks, they always jump near the top. Regardless if you're one of the top quarterbacks or not, you jump near the top.
Well, but
if not the top.
Well, but that didn't happen with Brock. So I guess that I think that's actually kind of where you and I, at least, I don't want to speak for anyone else, but that's where we disagree, because I would be all with you if he had jumped Dak or if he had jumped Joe Burrow. But he didn't. He slotted in below those guys.
As he should. But yeah. What I'm saying is the 49ers have done such a great job of drafting guys. Are we certain that is not the guys around Purdy? Are we certain? Because last year, McCaffrey was out. Kittle missed some games. Trent Williams missed quite a few games. B.A. missed a lot of the season. Did he play how he had played in previous years?
He did not play nearly as well. But you also know that if you really want to look at what happened to the Niners last year, dude, their defense was way worse than their offense. And that,
of course, their defense was worse, because they have always had a top defense.
Right.
They've always been top 10. But
no, they were flat bad, TJ. I mean, if you go to the numbers,
they were bad. They were outside the top 20.
Yes, they were in a lot of the metrics.
So
yes, they were.
Defensively?
Yes. I mean, if you're looking at the overall, but if you look at their ability to, for instance, stop the run, they were. They were outside the top 20.
Defensively, the Bengals were bad defensively.
Yes, they were.
That's a bad defense.
That's a bad defense. And they missed the playoffs as well.
And this is the thing, though. I'm such a believer in Robert Saleh. The Jets were dumb to fire him. I'll stand on that hill forever. The Niners are going to be better. He's just that good of a defensive coach. He's that good. They're going to be better defensively. They're not going to have the miscommunications and the big plays and people just running. He's going to stop the run, and they're going to be able to rush the passer. But I just feel like, again, if you're going to crack the top 10 in quarterback pay, you have to be one of those dudes. And, yeah, Trevor Lawrence hasn't done that yet. Yeah, Tua's had some flashes. It's just now staying healthy. But those guys, where they were drafted, it kind of helps them out in what they received on their second contract. I just would have – 47 would have been my max. If you make $47 million a year, you're still rich as hell.
More
yeah,
right.
Oh, yeah.
That's true at 30, though, too, TJ. Sure. I mean, just, you know what I mean?
I mean, even 14.
Right, right. Like, and TJ, what about this? Because I don't want to split hairs, but your statement was it's an overpay unless he wins the whole thing. What if the next handful of years are just similar to what it's been, which is like constant, you know, contention toward the end? Would you still consider it bad if they just don't break through, but they're right there?
No, I would consider it bad. No. I would not consider it bad. I would just be like, should have gave him 47. But I like Shanahan as a coach. Like, I don't think – dude, Jimmy Garoppolo took the 49ers to the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Jimmy Garoppolo did.
Yeah.
So it go like Shanahan, a Shanahan coach team, they're going to be very creative. They're going to win games. Now you got your boy back with you running the defense. They're going to be better. And so you say, what's the difference in 47 and 53 of a three-year deal? That's $18, $20 million. That's another player that can really help us.
Yeah, theoretically.
That's another player. And that's all I'm saying is, sometimes you got to stick firm, because you know if I can get him at this number, I can go get another starter with the money that we're saving. They didn't do that.
No.
And they'll be fine, because Shanahan has shown he can draft and develop guys. Now, he got to get back to doing that, because he's kind of hit a little rough patch lately. But draft, develop, and pay your guys. Losing Greenlaw is going to be a big deal, even though he had been hurt. But when he's on the field – that defense is different.
Yeah, and now I was going to ask about Brandon.
Fred Warner, that's going. We don't know. Can Juwan Jennings, Cam Pearsall, can one of them be the lead dog? You would assume we Pearsall to be that, but can they? We don't know. It's unknown. When all the attention is on you, can you be that? Or will now the lead dog be George Kittle in the passing game? And so there's Shanahan is smart. If they can't be that, it's going to be Kittle and McCaffrey. And then if it is McCaffrey, are you going to be putting too much on his plate? And so it's a happy medium. You have to balance. To me, that's the wild card is the receiver room. How is it going to be? Because I don't believe BA will start the season healthy and playing in game week one. How is that receiver room going to be? Who's going to be the number one option, whether it's Pearsall, Juwan Jennings, or whomever else? And if it isn't in the receiver room, then we know it's going to be George Kittle. How does that work?
TJ, have you talked to Brandon? Is that kind of what you're getting as far as how his rehab is coming?
No. Me and Brandon talked, it was during combine training, real briefly. Because I don't know, I've never had that injury. I've never been through that. So I can't give you no advice on, bro, do this, I've never been through that. And so, no, we haven't talked about when you coming back or anything at all. We were just talking, real brief conversation. I was training guys, quick little FaceTime, and that was it.
How were his mentals through all this when you talked to him?
Oh, I would think he's fine, man. You know, anybody, when you have an injury like that, you've never suffered that type of injury, it's human nature to be down on yourself. And then you got to get right back on the horse because time waits for no man. You either going to get with it or you're going to get left. And once you get over feeling sorry for yourself, you just do what we know how to do best. That's put your head down and go to work.
TJ, really appreciate you coming on, man. It's a good conversation.
Hey, man, y'all take care of man. Tell Purdy I still like him, man. I just, you know, that's TJ the business man.
We'll let him know. OTA started today, so we'll let him know. Thank you, my man.
All right, fellas.
All right, there he is. That's TJ Houshmandzadeh joining us here on Willard and Dibbs on 95.7 The Game. There's a lot to chew on there.
Yep.
There's a lot to chew on there. But I, you know, like, again, to me, and this is maybe a flaw in the way that I think, but if you're willing to pay a guy 47, you're probably willing to pay a guy 53.
Yeah.
And I don't have the insight on how these negotiations went in order to say definitively what TJ said, which is that you could have gone lower. Like, that was kind of the insinuation. The Niners could have gotten him for less. I don't know. I really don't. Like, the way these things go, I looked at 53 and went, dude, nice job. Nice job. Because he could have, there is a way for him to have twisted the 49ers' arms for more. He could have.
Yeah. I mean, there's also a way that they could have gone and played hardball.
Yeah.
And, I mean, there's a number of different ways it could have gone. It seemed clear to me that neither side wanted that to be the way that it went, which is why he signed in mid-May. They could have just said, well, no deal, and you can play on the final year of your contract, and then we'll franchise you a couple times, and he could say, well, I'm not showing up then. And they could have, both sides could have done a lot of things that would have been damaging to the team and to the season, and instead, 53. And I just was fascinated by the $47 million average annual part of it. Like, if he signed for 47, would TJ then be thinking, all right, you don't have to win the Super Bowl because you're only making 47.
Yeah.
But at 53, now you got to go out and win the whole thing.
I think that whole, like, you have to do this or you have to do that. I mean, I could argue it both ways. I could argue that it exists no matter what. Even if he was still making $1 million. If people believe that you're good, if they believe that the 49ers are good, and you're good enough to maneuver your way through the season, then they're gonna expect you to win. I mean, two seasons ago, the 49ers were favored going into the Super Bowl. And people were angry when they didn't win it.
Yeah.
So it wasn't like, oh, it's because he makes $53 million. He made one. He made one. And we walked out of that game, many of us going, dude, you should have won. You should have won that football game. And maybe he wasn't the main person that people were pointing at, but he's on the list. He was not bad in that game. He wasn't great in that game either. You know, McCaffrey fumbled, yep. Shanahan decisions, whatever, overtime, all of that, I think, came before Brock. But people were disappointed. They still are. They still are. So, number of things to weigh in on. And you can absolutely do it right now. 888-957-9570. What to you constitutes success off of that deal? Do they have to win the whole thing for you to think that it's going to be worth it? We can take your phone calls on that. Plus, the art of any potential Giannis deal. Somebody called Steiny and Goo earlier today, and this is what got me going on it. Someone called and said, Giannis is going to call Steph and go, well, wait a minute. Wait, Jimmy won't be there? And Draymond won't be there? And Kuminga won't be there? Why would I come there? And I thought to myself, you just sent over $100 million out the door. You're not going to have to give that up to get Giannis. And so I did a little digging.
Okay. And I'm excited to hear this deal.
Did a little digging. We're brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good. This is Weather and Dips.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.